بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Okay, again, just to remind you, our discussion was about the topic of self-building, and in a short review, if you remember, we had the discussion about the soul and body. After that, we talked about the spiritual plan for our future. We talked about the field of study and the self-cognition, self-understanding of ourselves as a basic, as a base for our self-building. We went to the discussion of health and sickness, and some of the base of treatment. In this lesson, that I suppose it's the lesson 9, as a continuing of the discussion that we had it yesterday, we were talking about the hidden trip, or let's say no choice trip, or I don't know, whatever you can call it. Maybe you can call it a silent trip, that we used it from the hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says that the people of the world are like travelers who are being carried while they are asleep. So it's in the sense of that all of us right now in a continuing traveling, that it's already started, and we continuing, and by transferring to the other world, that is the death, again it is a kind of continuing the traveling that we have it in this world. We can use of this tradition, of this hadith, that the world itself, or let's say the worldly life that we are in, is a path. If you assume the whole world, the whole existence of the world, and you as a person, as a small existence in this world, so you are in, suppose that the whole world is like a bus that we are in as a passenger. Okay, and we are traveling, so the whole world is a path that we are passing through that. Again, I have another tradition, another hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, because it is a continuation of the last discussion that we had yesterday, that emphasizing the same concept, the same understanding of the world. That you are probably familiar with this hadith, you heard it before, or you are studying, that he says, "Ad-dunya daru mamarrin, la daru maqarrin." Ad-dunya means this world, is a place that we pass through that. Is dar means home or house, okay? And mamar means the place that we pass through that. So the translation in a short passage is the word is a passage. Actually, the exact translation is that this word is the place or the home that we live in that. But we have to pass. There are, for example, suppose that there are two doors. We enter from one and we exit from the other. It's not la daru maqarrin. It's not a place or a home, a place that we are supposed to stay there. Not a permanent house. This world is a passage, not a permanent house. We use the word of traveling, or let's say taking a trip, from this hadith, And that there are the exact word of traveling for the word or for the death. And here is the same, emphasizing on the same meaning or the same notion that the word is a passage. Suppose that you are enter from one side and you are going to exit from the other side. It's not a place to stay there. And we have in some of the hadith, I think it's from the one of the hadith from Jesus alayhi salam, al-Masih alayhi salam, that he says that the world is a bridge. Actually, I assume that we have the same word from Imam Ali alayhi salam, that ad-dunya qantaratun, means the world, this world is a bridge. That very simply we can suppose it that how it is, that okay, this is a bridge here, we enter from one side and we go out from the other side, just to pass it. Nobody in this world, this is the usual life that we have it, we don't go and take residence on a bridge to say that okay, it's a good place to stay here. No, even when you are, for example, you have a very probably wide bridge, but still you say that okay, it is a passage. It's dangerous to stay on a bridge, and it is not built for staying there. It is just to pass, for example, over the river here. And so it is a very obvious example to understand that understand how the world is, that even it is not like a road, it's not even it is probably more obvious than the when we say it as a traveling. No, it is just a pass, a bridge that we have to pass it, very short, and we are supposed to pass. We are not supposed to stay even for, let's say, for example, 1 hour there. Okay. According to what had we had it before in our discussion yesterday, and again by these 2-3 traditions that we have it here, so we said that it's better to know the elements of a trip, to know about the elements of traveling, that what are these things that we are doing with in our external life, and take it as an example for going to or internal one. And we said that we need some knowledge, that if you remember, where, when, why, we need some equipments, let's say the food, clothes, and whatever that we needed, organizer, travel mate, friend, and attractions. These are the things, the elements that we can suppose it for a trip. So what are these, what is the position of these kind of elements for our internal one, for our the traveling that we don't pay attention to that, what is that? Let's start from the attractions, the last one. I prefer to go through the last one and inshallah we continue with the other elements in the next sessions. Okay. I don't know if you went when you went to Hamadan, you received some brochures for information that where is this, for example, place, that place, where is the cave, and what is the, for example, the history of that, and some other things. But it's usual, yeah. Probably you didn't receive it, but it's usual for a trip that whenever you enter a, for example, a city for to visit the attractions, probably you first go to the information center. Okay, let's what we have it, for example, in the city, what we are going to visit. Sometimes even you trying to find it from your start point, from your city, where you, from your home, to refer to the information center that okay, I'm going to go, for example, to I don't know where, London, and I want to see that, okay, what is the things there that it is it's worth to see it, it's worth to visit it. And at least to have some information about that. Not to go there and see, oh, okay, I saw the building, but I don't know what that. And then I go back, come back to my home. So they ask me that, okay, did you visit there? I said, yes, I saw some places there, some building, but I don't know what was that. So you need to have some information. Okay, this kind of information is to explain for you the attraction, the attractions and the reason that is the reason that explain for you why it is one of the places of attractions. So they explain it. What they explain, what kind of things they explain in this kind of brochures? They explain for you the attractions on the destinations. When you start the traveling, when you are at your home and you refer to the information center and receive some information, they explain for you the attractions that you may find it on the destination. Okay, we are in trip right now. We are we are taking a traveling. Okay? But the Quran says, I don't want to say that the Quran is a brochure for that, but one of the aspects of that, one of the aspects, only one of the things that the Quran do it for our traveling is to explain for us the attractions on the destination. Just if you read this part of the Quran here, in I have this, unfortunately you cannot recite right now here, but I have a part of Suratul Waqa'a, the chapter of Waqa'a. If you are familiar with this chapter and the similar chapters that we have in the Quran, that explains for us the attractions that we may find it in paradise. For example, here, from the very beginning of the page, يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ لَا يُصَّدَّعُونَ عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون. The explanation of those things that we may find it in paradise. The fruits, the meat, the birds, whatever the garden that... okay. Again, I repeat it, that the Quran is not... this is not the job of the Quran to just explain for us the attractions of the destination. But one of the aspects of the Quran is that if we are in a trip, if we are right now traveling, so we are going somewhere. We have to know where is that. And we have to know what are the attractions there. And this is the Quran that explains for us. Okay, if you follow the way that I explain for you, so you're going to go to this destination and the attraction point is that. There is a garden, there is a river, there is a like honey, or whatever that you may understand it from. Inshallah, we'll go to this point that what is the real attractions there? Okay, we have to explain for that. But right now, we say that if we are in a traveling and the brochure explains for us the attractions of the destination, one of the aspects of the Quran is the same. That this is the Quran that explains for us. Okay, all believers know that right now you are traveling and I started to explain for you from the microphone in the bus. Okay, we're gonna go inshallah to paradise and this paradise has this kind of attractions here and there, and don't forget to visit here, to visit there. So these are the, you know, this is simply, this is the external life that we have it, and the very, very obvious example about that we had in our internal life, the real life. I don't feel I'm in a traveling, just no, I'm living here. I live in this world. Yes, you are in a bus, but this is the bus that you are a travel that probably asleep. This is the... remember again the tradition of the hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that the people of this world, they are really in this trip, but they don't know because they are asleep. But if just we open our eyes, okay, oh, where am I? When we open our eyes, when people are different. Some people, from the beginning, try not to sleep. They are very interested, just want to see, okay, what is here and there in beside the road, and they try not to sleep, okay? Not to miss everything, anything. Some people probably sleep, and probably in the middle of the way, they wake up, okay, oh, where am I? And they studied. Maybe, like, I'm 20 years old, in traveling, and, oh, okay, let's see right now, for example, the trees, the road, the visiting places here and there. And some people probably will wake up when the trip is finished. The transfer. They are on the destination. So people can be different in being asleep and how asleep. So it is us that we have to think that, okay, remember, this is a kind of reminding you, is a warning that don't sleep. It is just one time. In this external world, probably we have different traveling in, even to one place. But let's say that we're going to go to Isfahan, okay? I don't know, maybe this is the only time that, for the first and the last time that you're going to go there. But I'm sure that for living in this world, this is one time. We cannot repeat it. It's not a matter of just repetition that, okay, if I don't do it. Have you heard about these verses of the Quran that those who go to the hell and say to Allah that, okay, I didn't know, I cannot assume it, I couldn't assume it, that what's the destination here. So please take me back and inshallah I do better. No, it is not a matter of repetition. And actually the Quran says that even if we take them back, again they do the same. Because they didn't build themselves. It is not a matter just to say that, okay, no, it is they are regressed, so they have to build it again and start it from a new position. No, it is not the case. It is us that we build ourselves in this way. Okay. So the Quran and the example of that in this external world explain for us the attractions of the destination. What about the on-way attractions? If you are taking the examples of the external world, when we go and when we take the travel, so yeah, I know that I go to Isfahan and I want to see there, but there are some places on way. So do we have the same example for the internal one? What should we do about on-way attractions? Again, I ask you to go through the same example. I mean that we have the external journey and we can take this example for our internal journey. What we do for external journey, for on-way attractions? What is our status, what is our behavior regarding the external journey when we take a trip to Isfahan? What is the activity that we do it for on-way attractions? I assume that, if you may correct me, that we try to see the attractions on way as far as it does not harm our trip. I want to go to Isfahan. I don't have so much time to stay, for example, another one night here on the way. Yes, these are very interesting. There are, so for example, on way, some gardens, trees here and there, okay? But just I can visit it right now in the bus. Fast. Just touching there. But I don't have time to stay and say that, oh, okay, let's, for example, 1 week be here. No, you're going to go there. You're going to go to Isfahan. You don't have so much time. So, as far as it doesn't harm our trip to our destination, we can take the visiting of our on-way attractions. That's it. No more. We don't have time to waste, so we don't go through the attractions on way just to waste our time. No, it is not the case. We try not to deceive ourselves from the right path. When you go to Isfahan and you hear by your friend here, okay, have you heard that there is a, for example, city near here that is very interesting? Let's go there and see what happens there. No, to change the way, it's not the case. Because you decided to go through this start point to that destination. You don't change your place, your way, to say that, okay, forget about Isfahan. Let's go, for example, to another city. Yes, I'm just taking the example. There are something happening probably in our external life. But just in this example, when we go to this destination, we don't change our way. We try not to spend our money, our potentiality, or wealth, whatever wealth that we have it. Where am I going? I'm going to Isfahan. I have, for example, let's say 1,000 tumans in Iranian currency. So just this is the money that I have it. I don't have so much money to say that, okay, let's spend it here and buy something, or let's go there and there is a museum I heard that is good, let's visit it. No. The wealth that I have it is limited. I have to spend it for the way to destination. What is the wealth that we have it? We have to go back to ourselves again. Self-cognition. What are the potentialities that we have it? Don't finish it. Don't waste it. And in parentheses here, I don't want to go through those different discussions here, but in parentheses, do you know what is the wealth that you have it right now? The money that you have in this traveling? I'm asking right now, what do you have it? Okay. I'm talking that we are in travel, okay? And when we go to destination, we try not to go different paths, not to go different directions. Why? Because we don't want to waste our time, we don't want to deceive our way, and we don't want to waste our wealth. So right now we are in internal traveling, that is to go to a destination that we know where is it. By understanding this Islamic teachings, we know where is the destination. So we have to be so careful not to waste our wealth. And what is the wealth that we have it right now? Yes, I try to explain for you that, okay, our existence is a wealth. We are. And being is a wealth. We are powerful. We can do. And the wealth that you have it is your younghood. Please, don't forget it. And don't waste it. Just by one blinking, you wake up and you see that you are 30 years old. Just you open your eyes in this bus and you feel that, okay, I have experience like that. Okay? I have the experience that I was like, I don't know, like it was like 15, 16. What happened to me? And this is not just me, and not just you, and not the other people. This is the story of all human beings. That they wake up and they said, oh, 40 years old, 50 years old. And when you open the book to read it, and you said, no, my eyes doesn't help me to see, my ear doesn't hear, so, Yes, this is the story of human being. And if you don't make use of this wealth in the way of traveling that you have it, so you're gonna miss it soon. Okay, and try not to make ourselves tired in this traveling. In the external life that we have it, we don't try to say that, okay, let's, for example, take off here and some playing, and again 1 hour later, again stop the bus, we're going to, for example, take off again to visit here and there. 1 hour later, no, this people say, no, we don't have so much time and we are tired, let's go to as soon as possible to Isfahan and visit the destination. One thing, we can gather all these topics that I have it here, we try not to let the one-way attractions to possess our heart. This is that we can add it for our internal life. We don't let the one-way attractions to possess our heart and to deceive us from the attraction in the destination. Okay, so we have the obvious example of this word. We have the very clear example. And you may I think that it is not just telling a story. If I am telling a story, but this is not the Imam Ali says, it's a story that Ahlul Dunya Karukbin Yusaru Behim, the people of this world is like travelers who are being carried. I don't think that he's just telling a story that for resting and sleeping. No, this is for waking up us up and say that, okay, remember that you are traveling and there are some attractions on way. Be careful not to miss the destination. Be careful not to miss the way. Be careful not the attractions possess your heart. It means that if we are in this world, and I see that, okay, it's better to have a very beautiful home, it's better to have a beautiful car, it's better, for example, to be in a very high position. Yes, we have to be in medium. We need in this world to be in medium. I mean that to use the worldly affairs, but as far as it doesn't harm our destination way. You may have let this slide in your mind that, okay, we have external journey. It's not difficult to understand Islamic teachings. Remember that our sister here asked me, and probably it's a question of you, that what is the practical way? What is the practical way? What should we do to be a best person? Really, it's a question for us, because we want... We are the believers who are looking for the best way. So the way is so simple, so understandable. What do you want to do? What do you do in this external life to be a best person? You say that, okay, I try to have a program for a plan. I try to be in a very exact planning. I try like that. You know, this kind of very... simple, touchable things that we can do it on external journey. So we can transfer it to our internal one. It's not so hard to say that, that in understanding is not so hard. Yes, to do it is difficult. Here I don't mean that, okay, we don't need to know how we have to practice it. We have to know, we have to understand it. But it is not so hard. Okay. So we have to think about the attractions on destination. I have another point here that just to complete this discussion, let's say that I'm not sure what is the best attraction, for example, in London, but suppose a person come to you there, to your home, as your guest, for example, and come back to Iran, and people here ask him that, okay, did you, for example, visit the Big Ben? So, in London? No. So did you visit, for okay, help me, what are the visiting place there? Big Ben? What? Okay. Or Madame Tussauds, for example, in London, or and when you come back, as the people ask you, said, "No, I visited this street there. I visited, for example, the old taxis there. I don't know. I visited the buses and like that, but I didn't visit, for example, this museum." What is your reaction? You say that, okay, so you didn't visit London. If you are coming to Iran and say that, okay, I were in Qom and I don't know what was, for example, the Haram. Where was it? I didn't visit it. Yeah, I saw the place, for example, the street, the trees here and there. I went to an institute, for example, and but I don't know where is the shrine that you're talking about, Hazrat Masuma. So what is the reaction of people there when you go back and say that, okay, I went to, for example, you know? If this is the case, it means that so you didn't visit Qom. Yes, you went to Qom. You saw the street. You visited the people there. But you didn't visit the place that you have to visit it. This is the best one. The best attraction. Okay, let's change. Let's go to another example, and let's say that okay, there is a city there, and my friend is there, and I want to go there and visit him or her. Okay, and when I go to that city, and try to visit the places, the museum, the historical, for example, buildings, and I don't visit my friend, I come back. And people ask me, okay, you went, for example, to whatever city? Yes, I went. Did you visit, for example, the places here? Yes, I. And did you visit your friend? No. Unfortunately, I didn't have time. Or probably, no, I forgot. So what is the reaction of people there? Isn't the reaction to say, oh, you are crazy? Huh? What am I talking right now? Just giving the examples? No. What is the best what is the best attractions in our internal traveling when we go to paradise? Yes, the Quran says that there are fruits. There are, for example, I don't know whatever that here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, these are the attractions that we have in paradise, yes. But what is the best one? Should we just satisfy to say that, okay, we're going to go there and visit the streets. We're going to go there and visit the people there. No, we have to look for the best attraction. We have to hear from the Quran what is the best one. From the wife of Pharaoh, that she says, let me just recite the whole verse. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. This is that the Allah give the example. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for the believers. اِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. This is the example. The wife of Pharaoh. إِذْ قَالَتْ, when she says, رَبِّ, O my Lord, ابْنِ, رَبِّبْنِ, please build li for me indaka before you, before yourself, baytan fil jannah, a house in paradise. And Allah cited an example for those who believe, the wife of Pharaoh, when she said, "My Lord, build for me a home before yourself in the paradise." You know the level of cognition here? And it is not hard when I'm saying that it's not hard. Just take the example again to your, bring it to your mind, that you go to a city and the best attractions for you to visit your friend. So if you are a real believer, who is the real friend? Isn't God? Isn't Allah? So we haven't to just be satisfied. Okay, I'm going to go to paradise and it's enough for me. Just one place here and there in paradise is enough. You know, heard you people say, maybe as a joking, that it's enough for us just to go to paradise. It's enough. No. If we go there and just they say that, okay, this is your place, but there are many, many, many levels, upper and upper and upper, it is a kind of punishment for us. We feel it also hard there. Because we are in the city and we cannot visit our friend. This is chapter Tahrim 66, and the verse, I suppose, is 19, if I don't make mistake here. So nearness to Allah is the best attraction that we have to look for that. Whenever we cannot find it, whenever we are far from that, so still we are on way. I mean that we are behind. Inshallah, Allah help us to understand these things that we have it in our external life as an example for, to make use of that for our internal life. Okay, any question? Thank you very much, and inshallah, for probably we're going to have another session for this discussion about our traveling, and then we transfer to another discussion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.